Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, November 29th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. With holiday shopping in full force, one place you could turn to for gift ideas is generative AI chatbots like ChatGPT or Google's Bard. Cordelia James from our personal tech team will join us later in the show to discuss how to use AI to make your shopping list. Just be sure to check it twice. But first, starting with some headlines, Adobe's $20 billion acquisition of collaboration software Figma is in trouble. The UK Competition and Markets Authority said Tuesday it has provisionally found the deal would likely harm innovation by eliminating competition between two main companies in product design software. An Adobe spokesperson said the company disagrees with the CMA's perspective and that the company will re-engage with the regulator on the case. Figma also said it disagrees with the CMA's findings and that it remains committed to the deal. The regulator said it would listen to further views from interested parties before making a final decision. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Changpeng Zhao, the founder and former CEO of crypto exchange Binance, from leaving the U.S. Zhao stepped down as CEO last week after pleading guilty to violating U.S. anti-money laundering requirements. A judge still needs to decide whether he will be required to remain in the country ahead of a February sentencing. Zhao and his attorneys argued he should be allowed to return to his residence in the United Arab Emirates, but the government opposed that, saying Zhao could be a flight risk. And a pile of government money from last year's Inflation Reduction Act was supposed to fuel a wave of clean energy startups. Instead, many of those companies are running out of cash before funding comes through. That's because higher interest rates and rising costs have hurt the startups that are often in capital-intensive industries. Our climate finance reporter, Amrith Ramkumar, says, that means those federal dollars will flow to big companies who can afford to stay afloat without the funding, instead of minting a generation of startups.
Some of the startups are in catch-22 scenarios with the government, where basically they're in talks with the DOE Loan Programs Office at the Department of Energy to receive funding. But to receive that money, they have to raise outside cash, they have to show progress on their facility, and that they can repay that government taxpayer loan. And a lot of them are struggling because the funding they need, they can't get because they're burning through their cash and costs are too high for those initial facilities. So we've seen that with the battery recycling startup Li-Cycle, which said that they're pausing construction on a facility in Rochester, and it's unclear what will happen with a $375 million loan agreement. And there are other startups in the space as well in a similar dynamic, like the hydrogen producer Plug Power. And we've already seen a lot of electric vehicle startups either file for bankruptcy or become in danger of doing so. And that bankruptcy filed list includes Lordstown Motors, Proterra, and many others could join it.
Coming up, not sure what to get that one friend or family member with really picky or niche taste? Maybe a chatbot could help. More on that after the break.
Hi, I'm Andy Serwer, Barron's Editor-at-Large. On my new podcast, At Barron's, I'm bringing you inside the C-suite for insights from today's top leaders in business, technology, finance, entertainment, and economics. Our guests will offer their unique insight into their companies and industries and the challenges and experience that made them the leaders they are today. Listen to new episodes of At Barron's every Thursday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
The holiday shopping season is upon us, and if you're struggling to come up with gift ideas for your loved ones, one place you could turn to is generative artificial intelligence chatbots. According to a September analytics survey by Adobe, one in three people have said they plan to use ChatGPT or some other generative AI tool while holiday shopping this year. Cordelia James from our personal tech team has been looking into this and is back with us now for part three of our special AI gift series. If you haven't heard parts one and two, you can find them on our feed. Just look for the last two Wednesday episodes. So, Cordelia, many people have heard of ChatGPT and other similar generative AI chatbots by now. What are some ways you can use these to shop?
So the typical chatbots that we've seen so popular over the past year are definitely useful for product recommendations or like summarizing product reviews. So if you want to get something for yourself or a loved one, but you're not sure where to start, these products can definitely offer some suggestions based on what it finds across the web. So for example, if I were to ask the chatbot, should I buy the AirPods Pro or like the latest AirPods Pro, it can run down like a list of pros and cons, like why should I want it, why I might want to hold back, or maybe why I might want to consider a different product instead, as well as recommend some alternatives if there are specific needs, maybe like a budget that I want to stick to. And summarizing even what people say about the product online is super helpful information to get from these bots.
What about the retail companies themselves? How are they using generative AI?
A lot of these retail companies are forming their own chatbot search combinations. So with companies such as like Shopify and Microsoft Copilot, they've recently started launching these chatbots where as you're speaking to it, it's organizing a bunch of the deals or products that are out there with just different retailers and companies all over the web. So it should be an easier way for you to find deals or compare prices or just to have this chatbot guide you through the shopping process.
And more broadly speaking, were there other generative AI tools that you found while you were researching this topic?
Yeah, so of course, this is only the beginning of us seeing a lot of generative AI in the shopping experience, but there's a lot more things coming. So something that I'm really excited about is this new apparel-focused tool that Google plans on rolling out in Search Labs. Essentially, if you're thinking of some kind of product that you want, but you're not sure if it exists, like let's say maybe a teal and gray colored sweater of some sort, you can run it through this AI image generator and see some pictures that might be what you're thinking of. And then Google will surface different products online that actually match or are somewhat close to what it is that you're looking for. So it's really exciting to see some of the new ways that we might see generative AI in our shopping experience. Shoppers can expect Google's AI image generator shopping tool in December.
So Cordelia, you've been testing out all these different tools. How good or useful would you say they are?
So all these newer products that these companies are like rolling out, testing, trying to make your life easier with shopping, they aren't perfect just yet. So with a lot of these different tools in with the big chatbots themselves, hallucinations still get in the way sometimes. So if you're trying to, let's say, look for deals on something, you know, sometimes these chatbots will either recommend products to you that are kind of outdated or maybe a deal that they say exists no longer exists. So it's really hard for it to keep up with everything. So definitely take things with a grain of salt. Double check the retailer's website yourself to make sure that you're getting the best deal. But also feel free to play around with some of these tools because you might end up finding products that are useful to you in some way.
Since you mentioned hallucinations, did you run into any of them while looking into those Apple AirPods Pro?
Yeah, when it comes to like hallucinations, you know, I'll list out some of the features that the AirPods Pro has, and most of them are right, but it could just like mix up something that, let's say, the latest version of AirPods Pro has, like, you know, adaptive audio or like just conversation awareness, all these newer features it can use. But if it confuses one of the earlier generations for having those features, little things like that are possible. So it definitely gives you like a good place to start when you're trying to figure out what should you get, what should you not, but still be wary as you're using these tools because sometimes it's a hit or miss.
That was Cordelia James from our personal tech team. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by me, Julie Chang, with supervising producer Melanie Roy and additional support from Anthony Bansi. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.